Sometimes the opportunity arises to step outside of ourselves, to allow the time and the place to slip away. An escape in and of itself, but also an escape with a purpose. When you let your mind consciously begin to descend, making the decision to set aside momentary wakefulness in favor of the greater awareness that comes with deep, relaxing sleep. And in that depth, as your body begins to experience some of the physiological associative elements of a trance and sinks deeply down, it can be given to think about what's going on. That opportunity arises from the slow descent, the heaviness of the eyelids, the deepening of the breath, the physical things that often do happen. But all of these things are unnecessary trappings. The first and most important marker of a gradually deepening trance is the closing of the eyelids or the opening thereof. The conscious decision matters. The actual method does not. The decision to go deep is made the moment you position yourself comfortably and elect whether to let your eyes remain open yet unfocused or closed and deep. The nature of the trance to follow may affect this choice, but is a conscious choice you've undertaken. Align yourself to my voice and allow it to enter your head, fueling you forward through the steps of trance, the rationale, the explanation, the lecture to your subconscious mind, which often skips the conscious part of the mind, is bubbled away in its own isolated pocket. Allowed to go through the methodology of relaxation again and again. Let me explain one way of looking at it. As you lie there, when your body is slowly impacted by the gradual accruing warmth and relaxation which settles throughout your system, your mind may do a kind of check and hear my words. Then we can speak of your conscious mind trusting that your subconscious is running in the background. Your subconscious mind is simply prepared to absorb what I say, compare it to past experience, weigh the benefits and pleasures of what I am proposing, and then effect changes. So the conscious mind might think, are my feet very relaxed? My ankles? My calves? My thighs? In a cooperative process of deepening, this ongoing relaxation is phrased as questions, and the questions are answered by your waiting subconscious. This is a very useful thing you can do to open up your ability to go deeper. But in doing this, the mind may become slightly distracted. After all, as you slide deeper under, it can be so easy to lose track of things. If you were running down a checklist in your head of one and then another thing that you needed to check, have I relaxed my toes, my feet, my ankles, my legs. But each part of your body is necessarily made up of smaller parts, and so it's easy to sweep all this checking and exploring, and even the thought of whether you ought to check and explore. Sweep it all away to an internal buffer where it will be collected and checked in the background. This makes more room, more space. It allows subconscious subroutine to run in the background while you experience a subjective feeling of relaxation coming from the more concrete reality of your subconscious exploration. Muscles, tendons, ligaments, everything together, but also the interior, the deepness of your breathing, the slowing of the flow through your body. And each of these components must be relaxed at smaller and smaller levels as you proceed. In fact, this dedicated exercise of relaxation is so engrossing and thorough and important that, well, let me diagram it for you. There are many components to the mind. A large portion of it is those things which occur below the surface. Things like knowing what not to do, automatically navigating routes, your wants, your desires, and the internal logic which informs decisions before you know they're made. We know from neurological research that the decision is made before the mind lights up to reason it through. You know what you're going to decide Then you backdate your reasoning to explore it in light of your personality. We make decisions at a level far deeper than the mere conscious mind, and those decisions are informed by many, many behavioral factors. Then we have the conscious mind, which reasons through, interacts, and observes all of the things below. It makes sense of things. Your mind is patterned to make sense of things so it can give you a useful baseline state, a desktop or command line for your mind, which makes sense in context. The surface need only be about the surface. The subconscious will continue sparking along and doing necessary things, as events require. The surface necessarily consumes a smaller portion of the overall processes in the mind, but is also the portion that we can consensually direct in order to give access to the more deeply routed subconscious portions. You might write into the command line that you wish to give permission to some program, some process, but you needn't then go in and toggle the ones and zeros of that process. You have delegated from conscious to subconscious. To open that access, it is necessary for your conscious mind to observe best hypnotic practices. Things like focusing on the relaxation funneling through your body, and how much of it can be placed in the background so that your actual unconscious exploratory trance state may be a pleasant surprise. Things you do on the surface versus things you do in the background. The subconscious side is the better place for some things, the better handler side. Some best hypnotic practices would require so much conscious alignment and adjustment that they are better left to the subconscious, which can adopt one setting and then go with it. Manually controlling your breathing, the positioning of your tongue, your posture, manually controlling all the minutiae. If you tried to do this with your conscious mind, it will become overwhelmed quite quickly with the overlapping and confusing enormity of the tasks. Tasks like taking responsibility for the slow feeling of sinking in to the surface you're resting upon. Taking responsibility for determining whether you trance more readily and more relaxingly, with your eyes open or closed, your breathing normal or deep. Your body face up, face down, on its side, laying down, lying back in a chair, whatever responsibilities you adopt, and they intake the entire runtime of your conscious mind. What this can mean is that your conscious mind can slowly experience recession into a bubble on its own, a loop of processes running constantly in the background. And this brings the subconscious mind, the accessible portion which accepts the rational, pleasurable ideas, fantasies, triggers, suggestions that I will supply, brings it to the forefront for us to discuss, and entrain, and fuel. And although the conscious mind may recede into that bubble, may lock itself away in a portion of your mind dedicated to the runtime of relaxing processes, this still leads a bunch of your mind to open. The greater portion with different capabilities, different optimizations, while the conscious mind fuels that desire to sleep. If you choose to take over any of the responsibilities of the subconscious mind using your conscious space, it will necessarily overwhelm your conscious space and leave your now less occupied subconscious to listen to my words. And it is a wonderful listener, that part of your mind. If instead you rightly delegate all of these responsibilities to your subconscious, it will be fully engaged with them, but your conscious mind will be free to euphorically float into new hypnotic instructions. In either case, you will have constructed a reality where hypnotic processes are able to run freely on at least one of these threads, in at least one of these bubbles. You may notice the subconscious mind moving to the foreground, able to absorb my every word, incorporate it, follow, and relax. Or the conscious mind freed, because the subconscious is making the micro-adjustments which make for better trances. Either way, one of those sides is on deck to listen and explore. Your authorized agent working with me, recreating things on the screen of your mind. a beguiling idea, which appeals to the conscious mind just enough to let it sleep. All the rest of you comes and listens, and then, only when we are done, goes back and does our shared work on your mind. So listen, relax, experience, and to the conscious portion, separate it away. Simply encapsulate those processes needed to be better and better at relaxing deeper and deeper in a sensation which, for the conscious looping portion of your mind, is not entirely unlike sleep. Or the subconscious portion may have already decided to prioritize listening, and I will have an interesting part of your mind to file away instructions, ideas, and the new lessons of trance.